It's Thursday, November 7th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, Donald Trump's election victory powered the Dow Jones Industrial Average to its biggest gain in 2 years, with a broad market rally lifting shares of banks, industrial companies, and small-cap firms that are expected to benefit from continued economic expansion. The gains were widely distributed as Wall Street bet that Trump's promises of deregulation and tax cuts will further ignite an economy that already has posted strong gains in recent years. But sectors that were expected to benefit from Democratic policies, such as electric vehicle companies and clean energy-related industries, declined sharply. The promise of 4 years of Republican rule drove the latest rise in Treasury yields, reflecting expectations of stronger growth and inflation, while gold prices fell, as fears that the election results would be contested and spark social unrest were not realized. The Dow Industrial soared about 1,500 points, its biggest daily percentage gain since November 2022. The S&P 500 added 2.5%, and the NASDAQ Composite rose 3%. In other news, a fast-moving wildfire fueled by heavy winds was tearing through a community northwest of Los Angeles for a second day Thursday, after destroying dozens of homes and forcing thousands of residents to flee when it exploded in size in only a few hours. The mountain fire prompted evacuation orders Wednesday for more than 10,000 people as it threatened 3,500 structures in suburban communities, ranches, and agricultural areas around Camarillo, California, Governor Gavin Newsom said in a statement. The fire was at 0% containment late Wednesday, according to the Ventura County Fire Department. The National Weather Service said a red flag warning, which indicates conditions are high for fire danger, would remain in effect until 6 p.m. today. Winds were expected to decrease significantly by Thursday night, the Weather Service said. The mountain fire was burning in a region that has seen some of California's most destructive fires over the years. The fire grew from less than half of a square mile to more than 16 square miles in little more than 5 hours. In world news, Germany's center-left Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced Wednesday he was firing Finance Minister Christian Lindner, signaling the collapse of a ruling three-party coalition that relied on Lindner's pro-business party. Scholz announced the move at a news conference following weeks of disputes among the coalition partners over ways to boost the country's ailing economy. He said he would seek a vote of confidence in January that he said might lead to early elections that otherwise would be due next September. "I feel compelled to take this step to prevent damage to our country. We need an effective government that has the strength to make the necessary decisions for our country," Scholz said. Lindner, from the pro-business Free Democrats, had rejected tax increases or changes to Germany's strict, self-imposed limits on running up debt. Scholz's Social Democrats and the Environmental Greens, who are also part of the coalition, wanted to see massive state investment and rejected the Free Democrats' proposals to cut welfare programs. Meanwhile, Cuba was left reeling Thursday after a fierce Category 3 hurricane ripped across the island and knocked out the country's power grid. The magnitude of the impact remained unclear through the early hours of the day, but forecasters warned that Hurricane Rafael could bring life-threatening storm surges, winds, and flash floods to Cuba after ravaging ports in the Cayman Islands and Jamaica. On Wednesday evening, massive waves lashed at Havana's shores as sharp winds and rain whipped at the historic cityscape, leaving trees littered on flooded roads. Much of the city was dark and deserted. As it plowed across Cuba, the storm slowed to a Category 2 hurricane chugging into the Gulf of Mexico near northern Mexico and southern Texas, according to the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.